Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune. Which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome to another edition of Better Living, a show about people or organizations having a big impact here in North Texas. I'm your host, Chris Arnold of 105.3 The Fan, and joining us first is a good friend, a longtime friend. He is a presidential leadership scholar and healthcare innovator, Mr. Byron Sanders. How you doing, Byron K. Sanders?
My man, Chris, what's happening, brother? I'm excited to be here with you and excited to be looking at this new year, my man.
Hey, I want to talk about all the things you've been doing, and especially the fact that what you've primarily been doing is helping kids or helping the youth or helping different educators do things. And now you've been a part of this group called Arete that's really doing some things with healthcare. Can you talk about, first of all, why have you focused in your career with educating kids or creating ways where they can be successful?
Yeah, man, that's such a good question. I am the son of an educator, so it really starts at home. So I grew up in Oak Cliff, DeSoto, a little bit of Pleasant Grove. I'm, you know, a Southern Dallas kid. And my mom retired after 40 years of being a teacher and an educator. And it's funny, when educators, lifelong educators retire, you call them in their free time and you ask them, like, hey, what you doing? She's like, oh, I'm subbing.
They can't let it go because that's what they enjoy doing. It's not a job. It's a career. It's a passion. And they just enjoy teaching.
Period. Right. And so that's the house that I grew up in. So education was always just like omnipresent for me. And so then growing up, you know, I knew what it did for me. I was a Dallas ISD kid, so I went to Adele Turner. Shout out Tigers. Yeah. Shout out to the Mavericks.
Yeah.
That has embraced that school.
That's the Dallas Mavericks' favorite school, elementary school.
That's right. Amen. We got the Dallas Mavericks floor in the gym, man. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was my school growing up, and so it felt more like a family than even a school. Those teachers are amazing human beings, and they gave me some of my most powerful experiences. That's where I really learned to love myself, love my culture, learn who I am. And then went to middle school, and then I met a mentor there. His name was Donald Payton, and he told me about this school called Green Hill. And Green Hill was on the other side of town.
Right.
And it was on the north side. It's in Addison. Anybody who's listening, you know, it's basically North Dallas, North Dallas County. And I would wake up at 5 o'clock every morning, and we would catch the bus by 6:30 over in West Dallas. Then we go pick up more kids, and this is during high school. So then we go pick up some more kids in East Dallas, and we head on up to Green Hill. And one of the things that was a powerful memory for me is every day we cross that Trinity River.
Mm-hmm.
Every day when we cross that Trinity River, it really did feel like I was going from one world to the next.
Right.
And the stories that I learned about, like, man, it's embarrassing today. I'd never had a bagel until I'd gone to Green Hill.
Is that right? All the way to high school.
Yeah. All the way to high school. Never had Chinese food, man. Like, there were just some experiences that I hadn't had. And things were nice up there. And they have actual peacocks just walking around on campus. Like, it's not like they just live there, right? So it looks like this paradise, which was very different from the experiences that I'd had. But here's the thing. When I got up there, I thought that all these kids had some difference. They're smarter than me. I thought that that's just what happened in these private schools. But I realized I did have the stuff. I did have the stuff. I could compete. The only difference between the stories that I was getting up there and the stories that I grew up around was resources.
Mm-hmm.
Resources. And when I knew that the kids in Oak Cliff, the kids in West Dallas, the kids in Pleasant Grove, the kids that I grew up around, they were just as smart. They had just as much joy. Yep. They were just as beautiful, just as talented, but they didn't have the kinds of resources that we had access to. And I knew I wanted to do something about that over the course of my life. So fast forward, that's why I dedicated my life to education, because it felt like the place, if we can make a difference in a child's life, there's more living ahead of them to be able to apply that difference. Right?
Yes, yes. And you've done this in such a creative way. Again, you're a huge difference maker, especially in the Dallas area in particular. I mean, I'm going to give you some of your accolades because people may not know all the things that you have done, and it's hard to talk about yourself in the specifics, but I'm going to go ahead and mention this. In 2022, the Dallas Business Journal named you the most admired CEO. I mean, you've done things like been the executive director of the Dallas Education Foundation, and that's where you get those partnerships and the funding to advance the initiatives that help DISD students. That was just the first steps. And then Big Thought, you became the president and CEO of Big Thought. What did you do that, about 7 years or so?
About 7 years.
And that was where I first met you. You were championing creative student-centered programming to narrow the opportunity gap for youth and underserved communities. I mean, you've been doing this for a little bit here, and you're not even that old. It's like, this is what you love to do. So is it about building the bridges and putting people together, the community, the education, educators, the policy leaders?
Yeah, the thing was, I knew that if we could start to bring the kinds of resources and programs to the education spaces, right, mm-hmm. both the formal education spaces and the informal education spaces, then I knew, and because I've seen it, that you can actually change the trajectory. And if we want a better city, then the kinds of experiences that many kids and families have, the resources that they have in the North, have to also exist in the South.
Yes.
And that's what I've been dedicated to. And you know what's really funny, man? So Dallas Education Foundation happened, but a lot of people actually don't know about this part of my life. Group Excellence was a mentor and tutoring program that we launched as undergrads at Southern Methodist University, where we took college kids into schools that were considered low income mm-hmm. and had historical, you know, not the greatest performance on state standardized tests. So we were going, like our friends, we were jumping in our car and carpooling down to Samuel High School in Pleasant Grove and at the time Florence Middle School, running in Teich Elementary.
Yeah.
As part of the Algebra Initiative, brother. That grew. I mean, we were 19 years old. We grew that enterprise to a $15 million enterprise where we ended up doing that same work affecting 250,000 students.
Wow.
In Fort Worth, Houston, Austin. We even grew throughout the state. So we were in Florida. We went to Detroit. We were in, I think, 14 states, 35 cities. Wow. And it was beautiful work, because that was the first place that I saw to scale what could happen when you bridged really sound execution, but with the human component of our young people need to actually see what's possible for themselves in order for it to now make sense and then for them to apply and have to get over a lot of the hurdles that are hitting them right before they even hit the door. It was powerful, man.
Yeah, it's very powerful, and it's absolutely amazing what you've done. And my question is, because the story is so amazing, and again, you've got to be able to tell the story so that those who want to partner with you want to invest in the education of those who are underserved. So my question for you is, how are you able to get those partnerships? Is it the way your presentations, or is it was who you know, taking the extra effort to network? Because that's what they call it nowadays. Oh, you're networking. Well, you know, you got to get out there, getting out and about.
Yeah. So I was ashamed of my story for a long time. And I'll tell you a little bit about it. So I grew up in a household. I wasn't ashamed of every part of it, but I was ashamed of key components of it. I grew up in a household of domestic violence. Mm-hmm. I grew up in a household where my father would attack my mother on a regular basis. And really one of the things that I did to protect my mom from a very early age on, at least that's what I was doing in my mind, was I would get involved in stuff. I would get involved in after school programs, athletics. So I was in track, football. Mm-hmm. And theater, Odyssey of the Mind, Math Olympia. I was doing all these things because if we were at practice or if we were at rehearsal or a game, then we weren't at home. And if we weren't at home, then mom was safe.
Oh, yeah, that's a strategy, yeah.
I didn't tell that story. And for a long time, I kind of hid that part of myself. But once I started actually telling that story and talked about how those experiences literally, not figuratively, were a lifesaver for me. Mm-hmm. And I could help people see that story all around them.
Exactly.
And know this is why we have to make these investments. And it doesn't always look like the hard knock life, because I was a kid showing up. I had great grades.
Right.
I'll show up with a smile.
Right.
But I needed somebody. I desperately needed somebody. And if it weren't for those teachers, those educators, if it weren't for those after school programs or those community centers or the athletics that helped me find a lifesaver, a lease on life, a place where I could breathe, then I wouldn't be where I am here today. Those stories actually propelled the opportunity for the missions, whatever seat I was sitting in, mm-hmm. for people to see why they needed to make an investment.
And you know what? You basically were saying, and I'm not the only one. There's a lot of kids out there in these underserved communities. They have this same mental skill set. They just don't have the opportunity.
I am really serious about disabusing ourselves or freeing ourselves from this notion of the exceptional child.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was told for a lot of my life. Oh, man, you're real smart. You're real smart. You know, you're special. You're special. You're special. And that's great. And I appreciate it. It certainly helped my confidence. But there's actually some mental frameworks with why that can be negative. And I'll tell you why. One, for the kid that keeps hearing it, they attribute their success to them having been born with different kind of stuff. Mm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So they as a person are just special. Well, that's a problem because that person has exhibited success, success, success. But then when they run into something that is hard or something that they fail,
mm-hmm.
then their mental model isn't, oh, well, now it's time for me to work harder, or I have to figure out a new way, or I have to know what they're thinking is, OK, I've been good enough up to this point. Now I'm not good enough.
Mm.
So I'm not going to press mm-hmm. through, find a different way, work harder, adjust my strategy. It means that my stuff was good enough that got me here, but now I found something that my stuff is not good enough for. So maybe I need to find something else. And so it ultimately can have a person think that they're not good enough. The other thing that it does is it is for the people who see somebody that's special. So let's say you got a group of Black kids and you see this really talented, naturally gifted person at math.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of people, and I know this probably happened to you at some point, Chris, I would show up to a place where there weren't a lot of Black folks like me, and certainly a lot of mm-hmm. people who came from my community.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody would say, wow, look at this one here.
Right.
You're really special.
Right.
And what that does is it does a disservice to the systemic forces
exactly.
that kept a lot of people who had the exact same capacity from ever being able to be in that room with me.
Exactly. There's a lot of us out there who's got these same skill sets and you just
right.
don't realize it. And they just don't have the same opportunities, or they didn't have the opportunity.
That's right. And that's the part that we have to make sure people understand. It's not about finding the one needle in a haystack.
Right.
Single straw in a haystack has capacity, opportunity, genius, and creativity. And we have to create the system. It indicts the system if those people are being able to maximize their lives.
So as you've done this journey, and by the way, my favorite quote of all time is, the journey is the reward. Because success is not a destination, it is a journey. A success is just another opportunity to reach for another purpose. But the journey is the reward, the twists, the turns, the failures, the ups, the downs. You learn from those things and you get better. So on your journey, your first few steps, I know nothing was like perfect every single step of the way. And you probably thought about there were some opportunities I missed because I wasn't prepared, or, wow, they just didn't recognize my ability. And so therefore, I had to try a different way with a different group. Can you share a story or two, you know, of how you continued on your journey, but maybe there was a bump in the road?
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, pleading like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first 2 orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, man, I got a big one. And this is when I told you I was ashamed. This part was a big one that I was ashamed of. But thank God I was able to contextualize it. So take that kid who grew up in that abusive household. Mm-hmm. And who coped and survived by being active and being engaged in a fixer. Mm-hmm. But I was doing it from a place of trauma. So fast forward, I'm still that kid by the time I get to college. And things are going well. It's working for me. It's always worked for me. I thought I had the golden touch. I thought I had the Midas touch.
Right.
And so there was a fraternity that I got involved in because I'm student body, whatever. I'm president of programming board at Southern Methodist University. I got involved with a fraternity because I was going to fix that too. They were just coming back on the yard and had been kicked off for hazing previously. Naive me, I didn't know anything about it. We were doing the exact same thing that got us kicked off in the very beginning. So now I'm pledging, trying to get my letters and join this fraternity. And I do it because I'm like, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get my letters the old school way. And then I'm going to bring in some more guys who think like me. And then we're going to turn the chapter legitimate. Mm-hmm. Right?
I know what you mean. Yep.
So I had that was my thinking.
Mm-hmm. That was the plan.
Even though, as I was doing it, I was absolutely making moral compromises along the way.
Mm-hmm.
I was absolutely doing things that I knew was off, knew was wrong.
Right. Which is what got them in trouble in the first place.
And I was like, you know what? But to a good end, I've got to do what I got to do. And then we nearly lost the life of a brother that I had recruited to Pledge.
Oh, my goodness.
He, by the grace of God, he survived. They put him in a medically induced coma for several days. He came out.
Wow.
But everybody who was involved in that was expelled. Some people actually facing charges. I'm sitting here now as a, you know, imagine this, the picture of the kid who's always done everything right, never went to the principal's office, mm-hmm. was always involved doing mm-hmm. positive things. Now sitting here, a pariah, can't even set foot on campus and facing potential criminal charges for being involved in a hazing incident that really hurt this brother. Mm. I was at a very low period. I didn't think that I had a lot of future. There were some days I was waking up, I was like, what's even the point? And that's when grace stepped in. This good brother, whose name is Earl Johnson, he was a vice president. He was on the president cabinet at the University of Tulsa. He was the only one in this country who would hear my story. I went up there. I told him everything that happened. I told him who I was. And I pled for another chance. And 2 weeks later, I got a call. I'd been allowed admission into the University of Tulsa as an expelled student. I knew one person when I got up there. By the end of that year, I was student body president. If that had happened previously, because I was kind of trending on that path at mm-hmm. Southern Methodist University, I probably would have attributed my ability to become president to the Midas touch.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been this good. This is what I do.
Mm-hmm.
But since I had that historic, colossal, like this was national evening news.
Where they were talking about life-changing stuff, man.
I knew now that anything great that has ever happened in my life was through the grace and participation of other people.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't about me. It was about, did I, one, fulfill my mission of making somebody else's life more abundant and creating the kinds of opportunities for them? And then two, there is no pull yourself up by your bootstraps. It's going to take a Earl Johnson. It's going to take a mentor. It's going to mm-hmm. take somebody offering their hand, opening a door, creating a bridge for somebody else to be able to reach their fullest potential. And that's the lesson I took from it. And that's how I've moved ever since. I have a mission statement. The mission of Byron Key Sanders is love my God with all my heart and soul, to be the husband, father, son, and brother according to what pleases him, and to work diligently and daily in my most sincere efforts to pursue my appointed purpose with honor, character, bravery, and love. I wrote that because of that experience.
Wow.
And it has guided my steps ever since.
Wow. And you know what? I'm glad you wrote that mission statement, because it's a reminder. And sometimes people don't write things down, or they tend to forget, or they don't go back to it for encouragement. I love the fact that you actually wrote that down, and that is your mission statement. We're talking to the great Byron K. Sanders. I mentioned earlier that you're a presidential leadership scholar. How did that come about?
So you mentioned that I was at Dallas Education Foundation. So, you know, I'd done the group excellence thing, and then I'd done the Dallas Education Foundation thing. I went into banking after that.
Okay.
So I was at Bank of America as a vice president on their private banking side. So I was working with investment management, high net worth individuals, and eventually mm-hmm. institutions and foundations. Well, that's when I applied to join or be admitted into the Presidential Leadership Scholars. So imagine a White House fellowship for, you know, working career people. That's kind of when President Bush, President Clinton got together and they built this leadership program
mm-hmm.
with 60 leaders from across the world who are doing amazing, powerful, phenomenal things. And it was a privilege. I kind of felt like the thumb in that group. But these are my brothers and sisters.
Right.
So I got involved in that. As we're going through this, you literally are talking to the presidents. You're learning about really critical times in their, you know, something we read about in our history books. Mm-hmm. So it was H.W. Bush Center, the W. Bush his foundation, the Clinton Center, and then the LBJ Center down there in Austin.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking with people who are alive and intimately involved in these times. The lesson that I got from that, at graduation, I'm sitting at the table and they place you at different tables. And I got to be at the table with President Clinton. He's sitting here telling these stories. And the thing that hit me was that this is a man.
Yeah.
This is a guy.
Yeah. It's not somebody on television. It's a real person. Yeah.
This is a real person who breathes, who bleeds, who got to put their pants on one leg at a time, just like everybody else. And if a person like that can be then responsible for things that are consequential to human history, then that means the same for me. It means the same for you, Chris. It's not mm-hmm. like some these people, it was kind of like a relearning the lesson that I got when I went to Green Hill. These are not people with different stuff.
Right.
And so if that's the truth, then what does that mean for my involvement and my engagement? It was after that experience I applied to be the CEO of Big Thought.
You know what? This is so wild because that goes back to another one of these quotes that I love. Jimmy Johnson, the coach of the Cowboys back in the 90s, used to say there's no such thing as luck. He would say luck is when preparation meets opportunity. In other words, you recognize the opportunities and notice how that's where you were at that point in your life. You were prepared for the moments, prepared to, in other words, you saw these opportunities. You say, you know what? I'm going to act on these things. I'm going to act on this because I'm recognizing, like I said, what you learned when you went to Green Hill. This is what can be done. This is what can happen.
Yeah. And we don't have infinite time. Right.
Right.
Like that's the other part. There's this great book. It's called 1 Month to Live. It's this pastoral couple. They wrote it. I can't remember when they wrote it, but I read it right about 2008 or something like that. But bottom line, the notion is what do people who get a terminal illness start to do? They start to they'll go back and like reconcile relationships.
You know, yes.
They'll take that trip that they'd always been, wishing and waiting to do. They'll genuinely appreciate a cup of coffee in the morning or a walk at dawn. And that's with knowing that they have, a period. Mm-hmm. They have a period on their life.
Mm-hmm.
But none of us are going to live forever. We all have a period.
Right.
And we don't know how much time we have. So with the time that we have, we have to be intentional. And I can't have gone through the experience that I went through going from SMU to Tulsa and everything that imbued with me and having the mother that I had and being able to have the educational experience that I have in order for me to then not apply that in the places where I know I can bring value to somebody's life. Because what if Earl had done that? What if 20 years earlier, Earl Johnson had chosen to do something different that was not according to his mission and his purpose? He would not have been there to save my life.
Right.
And so I consequently have to be moved in order to make sure that to the fullest extent possible, I am there to be a lifesaver, not metaphorically, but truly to actually save the life of a young person or an elderly person or any other person, because I'm living with intention. And like you said, I have been prepared for the moment that called for me to be there for somebody else. That is what is driving every day of my thinking.
You know what? You just said it best. It's a purpose-driven life. If you have a purpose, if people feel like they have a purpose, they are able to do more things and actually help more people and be a difference maker. And you mentioned at this time that's when you got involved with Big Thought. You were the former president and CEO. For those who aren't familiar with the great work of Big Thought, it's student-centered programming, narrowing the opportunity gap for youth in underserved communities. What got you involved in Big Thought? And tell me the process about that program, because it is exceptional.
So I had known Big Thought. We worked very hard together when I was the Dallas Education Foundation executive director, when they had a district-wide summer and after-school initiative. And so I was making sure that we maintained that grant that we got from the Wallace Foundation. So I worked with the CEO back then.
Mm-hmm.
From that work, though, we kept our relationship, and eventually I joined the board, and eventually I became chair-elect of Big Thought. That same time period was the time period that I was going through the Presidential Leadership Scholars Program. I was working at the bank, loved my bank people, doing good work, making good money, and helping folks, great. But around the time I graduated was around the time that we had to find a new CEO because our amazing CEO for 30 years took a cool opportunity in New York, so it was open. I was literally on the search committee. And as we're going through that echoing, that knocking on the door of you, it's time. This is what you need to do. Finally overcame my traditional sensibilities. And I said, you know what, guys, I got to resign from the search committee because I'm throwing my name in the hat. I did that.
Yeah.
Went through the process. They brought me in and it was one of the most powerful. I've never been as locked in with an organization as I was in my time with Big Thought. Amazing people, beautiful children. And at the end of the day, taught me a lot about what I think the future of education could look like from a policy standpoint too, man.
Yeah, because Big Thought was very, very creative. I had a chance, you know, way back when to go over to the headquarters south of Lamar. And it was on a Saturday morning. I remember someone from Big Thought asked me if I could come over and speak to the kids. And I was blown away.
Yeah, man. They were talking about that for a long time. Because everybody knows, man, I know you probably hear it all the time. Brother, you're a legend here in Dallas. Your voice is synonymous with, so honestly, I told you this before, your voice is synonymous with going to school.
Yeah.
Like when we were going to school, the I Love School, School Perfect Morning Team, y'all brought so much joy. There has never been another radio
show
personality.
Yeah, Skip Murphy and Company.
Period. Yeah.
We really enjoyed it, and we realized how many lives we affected, and we were purpose about how we did it. Like you said, the I Love School song and Family for Life and those kind of things. Number One for Real. Because, you know, at the end of the day, your community is your family if you treat it like a family and not be adversarial about it. So we wanted to bring everybody together, and I think we accomplished that particular mission while we were there.
I'm 42 big old years old right now. That made a difference in my life.
Hey, Byron, it blows my mind when people come up to me to this day and they'll say, I remember when you came by my school. And I'm thinking, okay, this was an educator, a teacher. I was 6 years old. I was like, oh, my God.
Like, oh, don't like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but everybody, but then I knowing that and then to see you with your fitness journey, that's awesome inspiration too, brother. I was like, man, if this brother out here looking this good.
I'm trying my best. That's another way of influencing people. It's like, okay, maybe they can pick up some of these habits that I'm doing. And again, I always credit my parents. My mom and daddy got good genes, and my job is to take care of them so I can take care of my family and take care of those around me. So, you know.
I get that.
Well, hey, let's get back to you a little bit more because Big Thought, like I said, you made an impact with Big Thought. And then at some point in time, maybe it was a year or two ago, you said, you know what? There's some other things I want to get into. Is that That's when right. you got into a retail, the healthcare industry?
Yeah. So in the annals of my work career experience, my internship coming out of college was actually with Pfizer.
Really? So okay.
Pharmaceuticals. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fantastic organization called En-ROADS, InROADS. Found amazing internships for kids of color in the summers, and I got to get connected to Pfizer through there. So I was actually graduated. That was my first job out of school. I was in pharmaceuticals, and I learned really quickly that you will not be successful in making sure that people got the best medication and treatment without understanding insurance and managed care.
Right. Exactly.
That way back then, like 06, 04, like that's when I was really getting deep into insurance, how it works. Fast forward, I'm the CEO of Big Thought. We had one of our most beloved team members pass away. And he passed away from one of the most treatable situations. He died from some complications of his asthma.
Mm-hmm.
And I only found out afterwards that he didn't have health insurance. He didn't. And he's under my watch, right? Wow. And he was a part-time employee. And you know what it's like, right? So oftentimes people who get access to benefits if they're full-time employees, but for oftentimes part-time folks, they don't get anything.
Right. And I'm pausing right here because I wanted you to explain this too, because for a lot of people in the nonprofit world, there probably isn't very much insurance in the nonprofit
sector. Exactly right. That's exactly right. Chris, like we are, which is strange when you think about it, because the nonprofit sector is one of the largest sectors in America. Most people at hospitals are nonprofit organizations, churches, all of our faith-based institutions, nonprofit organizations, let alone everything that we do, you know, food insecurity, children, youth services, all of that stuff. Universities, nonprofits.
Yeah.
And so many of us are either underinsured or have no insurance at all. And I wanted to solve that problem because I knew that one of my greatest regrets was not having something for Rage. His name was Rage, Thy Poet. Mm-hmm. And he himself had saved many young people's lives in the work that he did through Big Thought and other places. Mm-hmm. So I went deep down a rabbit hole, went back to my old stomping grounds in the insurance space. I've got some really amazing partners that I, you know, kind of elevated this for. We ran into a number of walls, but eventually we said, oh, wow, we think we figured it out. And so that's where Arete Health was born. I had a 2-year succession strategy where I passed the reins to Aaron Offert, the CEO of Big Thought, fantastic leader who'd been there for a long time and is now leading that organization. And I stepped out and we launched Arete Health after a 2-year, we have a 2-year case study where our insurance that we offer, just we do multiple different things, but one of our major medical insurance offerings, because we were paying for prevention, mm-hmm. we were paying for the best biotech diagnostics that oftentimes you got to pay for out of cash or it doesn't come as a function of your insurance. We were paying for that up front. We found with a group of 3,000 people, 13 instances of stage 1 asymptomatic cancer. Wow. We found 111 people that we were able to avert from diabetes. So they're not going to have that lifelong, expensive and you know, sometimes life shortening condition. We found over almost 30 instances of imminent cardiovascular heart issues that would lead to either heart attacks or stroke. We were able to avert that. So all of that, we saved about 100 and what was that? There was just about 300 people. Just under 400 people took advantage of something in that formulary list of diagnostic things that saved their lives. So not only did we end up saving lives, we ended up saving a lot of money, too.
Yeah.
Because, as you know, doing something early is way less expensive than doing something late.
Exactly. So the bottom line was you guys were helping people save money, but at the same time, improving the outcomes by catching something ahead of time.
That's right. And now, in addition to the major medical health care that people would get as full-time employees, we have launched an initiative called Health Shield, Arete Health Shield, that is for part-time folks. We have, in our first big foray into that space, we launched an initiative with Visit Dallas and City of Dallas, mm-hmm. for the artist creating here in Dallas in honor of Rage. That was the first thing we wanted to do out the gate, where for $65 a month, now people will get access to a primary care physician. They get access to 24/7 urgent care physicians. They get access to 8 mental health therapy sessions per year. And they get access to no copay, $2,000 of the most commonly prescribed medications in the country. Wow. And so they get all of that for $65 a month, not just for themselves, though, Chris, for them and 4 other people in their household. And the way we define household is you don't actually have to live there. You just need to live in the same state.
OK, I see what you're saying, because it's not blended families are different nowadays. It's not just traditional households. Yeah,
that's right. That's
Everybody right. may not be in the same building, exactly. the same house.
Cousin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is amazing. So this is why it took 2 years, because you had to do the math. You had to say, okay, can this work? Do the ideas we're talking about, will they work for everybody? Because again, it's almost like the healthcare industry is cookie cutter. And if That's you're it. Innovative, it may not fit and therefore it can't succeed.
Brother, and that you hit the nail on the head. The healthcare system is cookie cutter. And the healthcare system in the U.S., it's actually misnamed. It's less of a healthcare system, more of a sick care system. Yeah. You can't get the best thing unless you're super specific in your disease state.
Right.
You can't get the thing that would help you in advance because we don't really pay for things in advance. We got to wait till you get sick, then you get something.
That's right? Crazy.
See, turvy. And there's a system that is unfortunately built where you do make money, more money, if people are at least a little bit sick.
Right.
It's sad how it's built right now.
Yeah, that's the cookie cutter part. That's the part where it drives everybody crazy because it's like, that's wait right. a minute, I can't get the help now, but I've got to wait till I'm really, really bad off or on the verge. And then, okay, and then everybody makes some money. Off of me.
And the studies show, man, 8 out of 10 people are not going to do anything unless their health care pays for it, unless their insurance or their managed care pays for it. If they just have out of pocket for their own health and well-being, because everything's so expensive, they're just not going to do it. And as a result, we have full emergency rooms. We have too many people who don't have any kind of coverage at all. So
right.
In Texas, we have the highest uninsured rate in the entire country. We have all of this stuff, so we needed to build something that was innovative and that could scale. And we have it. We've launched it. We're now the exclusive benefits partner for Nothing Bundt Cakes. We got some other things that are cooking. We're launching, going nationwide with taking care of creatives, the creatives industry under a partnership. It's going to be called Stage Care, which is essentially our Arete Health Shield product that's been juiced up to offer even more. We're taking this thing and we are like a cannon shot right over the harbor, man. So bottom line is taking that same concept of, are we doing good by people? Are we changing systems?
Right.
Same thing I was doing in the education sector. That's why I founded Arete, so we can do that in the health sector.
I love the whole idea, the whole concept, because again, you're looking at a space where those who don't have access can have access. And it's not just the cookie cutter model of, well, you know, I work for this company and they've got my insurance. No, you might not be working for the company. You might be working part time. You might be involved with a nonprofit. You may not have any insurance at all because you don't have a quote unquote full time job, especially in the world today. I always call it the gig economy. Because there's so many people door dashing or whatever it is, Uber driving. It's like they're making ends meet because they're doing more than one job.
Yeah, man. And the people who probably have historically, through systemic issues, institutional inequities, have the most health challenges are the furthest away from having access. And so that's what we said, revolutionary care through revolutionary access. That's what Arete is all about.
Okay, so let me take you down this road because I'm just guessing. And I have a clue because I know you're not naive. In this day and age with technology and social media, where people are, where they get together, are you using technology at all? AI to help you get to people?
You get to the fun stuff here, brother.
Oh, here we go. Because it won't work if people don't know about it.
That's right. And so what we're doing is coming out the gate. We have some pretty powerful announcements that are going to be happening this year.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the middle of work, and I'm not going to say anything beyond our non-disclosure agreement.
Sure.
I can tell you this: what would the world look like if everybody got access to the Magic Johnson effect?
Here's what right.
You might even already know what I'm talking about. You remember in the early 90s when Magic Johnson came out publicly and said, I've been diagnosed with
HIV.
Everybody thought this was going to be a death sentence.
They thought he would not make it another couple of months.
We thought we lost a legend, right?
Yep.
But this brother, we look up and he's actually gaining weight.
Yep.
We're like, huh, what's going on there? Well, here's what happened. He got access to early stage medicine, very promising trials. that good stuff that fast forward 20 years, now 30 years later, an HIV diagnosis is not a death sentence, right? But that's for the regular people now. Back then, it was only people who had access. He had access. He lived. Fast forward, now people are living. Here's the problem. Medical discovery has an arc of about 20 years. So after the thing has already been discovered, after it already has demonstrated its efficacy, that solution, that medical treatment or that medical device won't meet the general public and be paid for by insurance for another 20 years. We have to shorten that timeline.
Right.
What I'm saying is we actually have created partnership using AI blockchain and a number of other innovations. We have created a system whereby we're going to be able to use healthcare access through insurance and benefits plans in order for people to get access to worldwide research, medical research. And not only are we doing that, we're going to do it in a way that allows us to allow their participation in this research to underwrite all of their medical expenses.
Wow.
So the things that they would be paying in their premiums, mm-hmm. that they would be paying in their deductibles or their co-pays or co-insurance, all the ways that we got to come out of our pocket for money, for our health, and the ability for us and our kids or our spouses to live. What if we could underwrite that through participation in medical research?
That's
going to be coming through Arete Health as well.
That is amazing. And I'm hoping everything falls into place. And again, the journey is the reward. There may be twists and turns along the way, but I see how well you're focused on this. And just like everything you've been doing, we're so proud of the work that you do and the fact that you are looking out for everybody else. Byron, thank you so much for being on the show.
My man, thank you so much for the invitation, man. Like I told you, it was dope to be on with a legend like the voice of Dallas, brother. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Byron. He is Byron K. Sanders, and he is a presidential leadership scholar, an educator, and healthcare innovator. We will be staying in touch, man, for sure.
All right, my man. Love you. Thank you so much, brother.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron Assemble and Bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
And joining us right now is Miss Tosca Medlock Lee. And Tosca, we go way back. And I'm glad I have you on with Byron K. Sanders, because Byron K. Sanders was talking about healthcare innovation. And you're going to talk about HPV Awareness Day and the fight against cervical cancer. How are you doing, Tosca?
I am doing wonderful. And yes, I always have to pay homage to the king and the goat, Chris Arnold. Thank you so much for having me on. And I am so excited that we continue to strengthen our relationship and share information with the community at the same time.
So exactly.
I'm doing great. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you as well. So we were talking about, you know, this HPV Awareness Day. It's coming up, I guess, in the first part of March, but now is the time to get prepared for, because, again, we need to put the spotlight on different kinds of cancers, and cervical cancer is a cancer that a lot of people may not know much about or may not be aware of.
Yeah, and that is absolutely correct. The last part of 2025 in December, I pulled together a group of women throughout Dallas, women who are faith leaders, women who are influencers, women who are making a difference in their communities and mm-hmm. in their families and their churches. And we had an opportunity to say, hey, there's some awareness and some empowerment that needs to happen in our community, particularly with girls and young adults that we just don't hear enough about. And that is cervical cancer and HPV cancers. Mm-hmm. And so if you don't know that January is Cervical Health Awareness Month, and it's a national effort to educate the public about cervical cancer prevention and early detection. And, you know, that happens obviously with a lot of cancers through screenings mm-hmm. and things of that nature. And so HPV is one of those cancers and that we don't talk about. And so the first Saturday in March of March 7th, 2026, we are hosting, and when I say we, it's a community collaborative with Antioch Fellowship Church, mm-hmm. the South Dallas Faith Coalition, UT Southwestern's, and other medical professionals and community leaders are pulling together an event that's called She Speaks, She Knows, She Lives. And it's our way of having a day of empowerment and action to share information about those cancers that are silent and a lot of people don't know about.
Where will it be located?
Yeah, so I'm excited about it because we have a partnership with Antioch Fellowship Church, which is on Hampton Road in the southern mm-hmm. sector of Dallas. And our host for that is Reverend Cheryl Wesley and her son, Pastor Chris Wesley, is the lead pastor there. And so that is going to be a day of empowerment. We're going to show a film. We're going to have a survivor stage where we will have a number of cervical cancer and HPV cancer survivors. Chris, let me tell you this. When I started talking about the HPV cancers, and I was asking women and friends in my circle mm-hmm. Who have young adults, who have teenagers, and was asking, hey, did you get your teenager vaccinated? Or do we, you know, we're in a
right
betwixt place in our community about vaccinations in this nation.
Mm-hmm.
And so I began to just ask different people if they made those choices. And you would be surprised at the number of people who either made the choice or was really interested in talking to their medical professional, their doctor, about the choices. And so this is simply a way for people to become aware of, you know, how do you contract an HPV cancer? And a lot of people don't know is that this is one of the only cancers that you can contract without touching.
Wow. So
yes,
my goodness. And then I understand that there's not that very many symptoms to it as well.
That is correct. And so so you want to be able to get screened. Early detection in many instances is the case.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make sure that the screening can detect precancers. And if you're vaccinated, HPV, have the HPV vaccination, it can prevent, or it has a vaccination rate up against 9 different types of cancers. And so this, again, this day is really a day of empowerment. It's a day of education. It's a day of awareness. And it could be a day of action.
Okay, so you know what? When I said there's not that many symptoms, I just narrowed down the symptoms. I just found, Tosca, the symptoms for anyone who feels like, well, I need to get a check. Check this thing out. It's for women, it's abnormal bleeding, pelvic pain, persistent sore throat, trouble swallowing, or neck lumps. And again, some people just kind of take that for granted because like, well, you know, it's mild, it's a cold, or I'll get over it. And then all of a sudden it's too late. So you got to make sure you stay on top of these things.
Well, let me just say this, and this is also a Did You Know moment, right? So the American Cancer Society recommends that boys and girls get vaccinated against HPV between the ages of 9 and 12 years
old. Boys
to help prevent 6 types of cancers later in life. So American Cancer Association is saying that, hey, boys and girls, take heed. But of course, boys and girls 9 and 12 years old, they cannot make those decisions, right?
No. Yeah,
so
the
mom
parents.
And dad and guardians and aunties and uncles need to be up to speed with your healthcare professional and educated on this situation, because the American Cancer Society says that age matters, so that when you vaccinate your child on time, you can help prevent them from these types of HPV cancers. And so, I mean, I just really urge people to put March the 7th, 2026 on your calendar. Come on down to Antioch Fellowship Church and be a part of the HPV Awareness Day, a day of empowerment, education, and action.
That is fantastic. You're always involved in so many different things because you're such an empathetic person anyway. I mean, your fingerprints are on all these different programs and all the. It's almost like you have information that you probably like, you kind of take it for granted because you just do what you do all the time. Tosca, when do you sleep? When do you sleep?
You know, I woke up this morning. I'm just going to, you know, as a person of faith and a believer, I just get downloads from God. And so I actually like rebranded the work that I do. You know, I started telling people that I do cause related, you know, projects, cause related marketing, cause related communications, cause related outreach. And that's the word that I have in my whole spirit. You know, everybody turns to the new year and say, hey, what's the word for you for this year?
Mm-hmm.
My word is grit and it's cause, because I believe that I exist on this planet to really uplift and to amplify causes. You know, I amplify the causes of unity. I amplify causes of health and wellness. I amplify, you know, causes of community development. And so I would say to you that, you know, I sleep, but I just do mission work. And I just believe that getting information out that will save lives, information out that will enhance your life, information out that will make a turnaround for someone. That's just, I think that that's why I was created, honestly.
You know, you're really onto these things because that's what you've been about most of your life. And like I said, I've known you since you were in your 20s. I mean, this is an amazing thing that I'm just so proud of you because you've just done so many things again, and it's diverse, but it's impactful. And that's one of the reasons why I'm always glad we can have you on the show. And the year's just starting off. Like you said, there's a lot of people who make resolutions. There's a lot of people who have plans on things or trying to make things better for 2026. And Martin Luther King holiday is right around the corner. And I know that you're probably somewhat involved with the African-American Pastors Coalition of North Texas and what they may be up to for that weekend.
Yeah. So I'm super excited about, you know, Dr. King was an ultimate unifier and history reflects that. And we just cannot change that. He unified the nation. He unified the world. He spoke of peace and his legacy. I think sometimes some people in some spaces will believe that, you know, are we living up to the legacy? Are we living up to
His words,
to the mission and the vision and what he died for, actually. And so, yes, I'm involved with the African American Coalition, which is a coalition of ecumenical pastors throughout North Texas, and in helping to bring in a plan of service of worship, a service of remembrance, and a service reminding us to act. And so on MLK Day, which is its actually birthday, Monday, January the 19th, at Concord Church in Dallas, we're welcoming a full-fledged worship service that will be, you know, exciting music, that will be, you know, a host of different things to remind us that we are better together, that we should stand for the things and for liberation. And so we're going to be doing that. And that's a full day of action in the community. Many of our churches will line up at Concord earlier that morning. We're going to be taking meals out. We're joining forces with Meals on Wheels.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to volunteer, you could just, you know, reach out to St. Paul United Methodist Church and you could volunteer and they'll put you on the list, or Concord Church, and come out in your car. They'll put a meal and give you a route. And you could go and deliver Meals on Wheels.
Fantastic.
It's a day on and not a day off, right?
Yes.
That's what we've said for years with MLK. Or you can come to the worship experience, which starts at 11:30 a.m. and just to be in unity with powerful preaching and movement building, you could do that. And so there is a lot of activations that are happening that day all over the Metroplex, in Plano and in Mesquite. You know, all over the Metroplex, people are celebrating. But what I really want people to do, Chris, on MLK, is to remember.
Yes.
You know, there are three components always to that. It's to worship, remember, and act. Because I believe that if you remember, you remember truth, you remember the purpose and the mission, then we could truly lock arms with one another and act in a unified way for our community and for our society.
That's what he was all about. And like I said, that's in January. I want to.
Yes,
I
don't want January the 19th. Yes,
right.
And Dr. Jamal Bryant is our keynote speaker.
Excellent. Oh yeah, he's awesome. I'm over here trying to hesitate if I should pull this out, but I'm gonna pull this out because a lot of people don't know that you've got your fingerprints on the Super Bowl, and you've done this for a couple of years. It's not you're not playing. You don't have any family that's playing this year, but every year you're part of a group that puts together the Gospel Sunday earlier that day of the Super Bowl Sunday, every Super Bowl location. Are you guys still doing that? And can you tell us a little bit about it?
So we're excited. So the Super Bowl Soulful Celebration, formerly known as the Super Bowl Gospel Celebration, is the official annual NFL sanctioned event held during Super Bowl week, celebrating gospel, R&B, soul music, inspiration with performances by, you know, some of the top artists all across the country, as well as NFL players, because the highlight of that event is the players' choir, the NFL players' choir. These are current and former NFL players, and so
say that again. The choir, they can sing.
I don't want to just you know push over the NFL players' choir, but actually they just sang at one of the halftimes in New York Giants game not long ago. And so we will perform with the NFL honors, and, you know, it's really a focus on inspiration and resilience. The program has broadcasted on CBS. We've streamed on Paramount. We've been on Fox, you know, so for 25 plus years, we've been able to produce this show and bring it to the biggest stage on earth. And so I'm super excited. This year, it will be the same thing. And so we're excited to begin to announce where you can watch that. I just tell you to look for your local TV programs.
Right.
We'll be, you know, the lineup will be released next week. So, you know, it's an amazing thing that the NFL really allows us to connect with players to showcase their faith and football. And so that's what we pride this program on, is being able to have a platform for us to see the NFL players' faith in action.
It's exceptional. And again, you say 25 years ago, can you quickly say how you got to be a part of this? And I mean, because I thought it's a brilliant idea.
Yeah. So Melanie Few, who's with an agency called Results Inc., she's the founder and president of Results Inc. in Atlanta. And 25 plus years ago, she was writing the NFL saying, "Hey, I see everything – connected to the biggest game on Earth Weekend, but a component for players to express their faith. Mm-hmm. I'd like to offer this program. And they said no. They said no for 7 straight years. And she continued to write every single year, every single year. And finally, she got a call back and they said, well, who is this crazy lady? And the story goes that the leader at the time of the NFL said, hey, look, the only way I would consider this is if you get me Gladys Knight. If you get Gladys Knight, we'll do it. And she said, done deal. And she, what they didn't know is that her father went to high school with Gladys Knight.
Look out.
And they were good friends. And, you know, they're based out of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And so so he got Gladys Knight for her. She delivered Gladys Knight. And as they say, the rest is history.
Tosca, is there anything else you want to share before we let you get out of here?
You may remember Project Unity did a tribute, a significant yes. tribute concert with the Dallas Symphony Orchestra and the 200 voice choir to the maestro Richard Smallwood, who mm-hmm. we lost, who has passed away recently. And so I wanted to make sure that I mentioned that today, because as we look at 2026 and what we're going to be doing for Project Unity, as we try to bring community together through music, because we truly believe that music unites, we'll be announcing a tribute also to another significant gospel icon.
I'm just so impressed because you are everywhere.
Well, you know, I'm involved with, of course, I'm involved with Project Unity, and I have to just shout out to Richie Butler, who is our chief visionary and leader, who allows me to do that kind of work. I'm involved with Mr. Roland Parrish, who is the owner of, mm-hmm. of so many
Parrish Foundation,
more than
yeah.
25, with his Parrish Charitable Foundation, and so he gives us the opportunity to curate opportunities to give back to the community this year. His foundation has given, you know, 6 figures in scholarships and donations and things of that nature through his annual golf tournament. I'm involved with Mr. Hiawatha Williams, who is the owner of Williams Chicken, and through his Williams Chicken Cares Foundation, to where we are growing entrepreneurs and building entrepreneurs and working with students to incentivize them to stay in school. And so I just am grateful for all the ways in which that we are allowed to touch the community with these corporations and these individuals and corporations. I'm involved with UT Southwestern. I'm involved with UNT Dallas and all of them. And DART, I'm involved with mm-hmm. DART. They all have a great affinity to reach and impact the community. And that's the specialty that I have, is that I try to amplify the work of these corporations and what they do in the community.
And that's why we had you on this show. Hey, thank you so much for joining us, Tosca.
Thank you. Be blessed.
And thank you all for joining us on Better Living, a show about people or organizations having a big impact here in North Texas. I'm Chris Arnold. So long, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.